we've actually turned it on.
Can you hear me now? Yeah. Thought I heard turned it on. Sorry. Thank you, Larry. So one of the things we find in this passage of Scripture that we need to bring to church is a joyful spirit. Okay? A joyful spirit. The second thing we find that we need to bring to this congregation when you come to church is a serving spirit. A third one is a singing spirit. A fourth one is a humble spirit. And the fifth one is a thankful heart. So this is what we find in this passage of Scripture. So I want to talk just a minute about having a joyful spirit. I woke up at 5 this morning and I didn't want to get out of bed. It's like, I know I got to get up. Just don't want to get up. And eventually, I got up. And then, because I've been gone all week, my newspaper was on the table, the Headlight Herald, and I began reading the first page, and I got mad because of what I saw on it. And I said, I'm going to have to put this away till later because I don't want to carry that attitude with me to church. And so there are certain things. How many of you find it difficult on Sunday mornings to kind of get revved up and get the kids ready for church and get going and get yourself ready? And no? Yeah? I remember when our children were small, oftentimes Cynthia would get them ready and then we'd get ourselves ready, and by the time we got ourselves ready, they had already been playing in the mud or, you know, whatever. And it was time to get them ready again. And then to be honest with you, my wife took care of all that. Okay? I did not have to deal with it. But if I had to deal with it, and even when I didn't and I saw them messed up, it's like, kids, we got to go to church. And oftentimes we come to church with an attitude that's not joyful. Oftentimes we come to church with an attitude of maybe grumbling and griping and complaining in our spirit. But what the Lord wants us to do, what the psalmist here is saying, is that we need to rejoice in the Lord, make our hearts rejoice, even when things aren't going the best, even when things aren't going the greatest, even when something happens that would get you off track. What we need to do is rejoice in the Lord. What does a joyful noise sound like to you? Glorious. Beautiful. Loud. Okay? It's a noise. As a matter of fact, some translations say, make a joyful sound. Make a joyful, some of them say, make a joyful shout to the Lord. And actually, probably that's the best translation. Is make a joyful shout to the Lord. Now, you understand, what were you saying? I'm sorry. As long as it comes from the heart. And see, that's a very major key, because sometimes we can do it and our heart's not in it. Okay? Sometimes we do it and our heart's not in it. Or some people may do it to say, hey, look at me. Woo! I'm praising the Lord! Look at me! What good does that do? I don't like that attitude. But I think sometimes we stifle our spirit and we really don't release what the Lord has put in us to be able to acknowledge the Lord and rejoice in Him and shout to Him and make Him pleased with us. Now, do you find whenever you are out in the community that it's more difficult for you to acknowledge the Lord out loud than it is here in church? So why is that? No, it's not society. It's fear. It's fear of what society says. It's not their fault. Yeah. Well, even if they do know better, we still stifle our praise to the Lord because of what others may think or say about us. I love being around those people who have no intimidation when it comes to praising the Lord and acknowledging Him and worshiping Him even in the world setting. We had an awesome time at whitewater rafting this week. And there were some tremendous things I felt like that were accomplished through the teachings, through just getting together. But before we go there, I want us to, do you have any pictures, Laura? Okay, so we're working on that. So as they're working on that, I want to read to you a couple of other passages of Scripture that talks about making a joyful noise to the Lord. One of them is found in 1 Chronicles 16, 31 through 34. And it says, we got a picture. Okay. Okay, turn the lights off behind you there, please. I don't know if that's even going to be able to help us at all. Yeah. So as best as you can see it, we're coming down the river. Yeah, Dawn was driving.
I was the driver this year.
Oh, okay.
So,
I like to say I did get past the airport.
Yeah. Everybody's grateful for that. Scripture says, give thanks to the Lord and proclaim His greatness. Let the whole world know what He has done. Sing to Him. Yes, sing His praise. Tell everyone about His wonderful deeds. Exult in His holy name. Rejoice, you who worship the Lord. Search for the Lord and for His strength. Continually seek Him. Remember the wonders He has performed, His miracles, and the rulings He has given. You children of His servant Israel, you descendants of Jacob, His chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His justice is seen throughout the land. Remember His covenant forever, the commitment he has made to 1,000 generations. And then there's another passage. Just go ahead and flip that next slide over. Actually, Psalm 150, verses 1 through 6 says, "Praise the Lord, praise the God in His sanctuary, praise Him in His mighty firmament, praise Him for His mighty acts, praise Him according to His excellent greatness, praise Him with the sound of the trumpet, praise Him with the lute and harp, praise Him with the timbrel and dance, praise Him with stringed instruments and flutes, praise Him with loud cymbals, praise Him with clashing cymbals, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord, praise the Lord." And one other passage of Scripture in 1 Chronicles 16, 8 through 15. And actually this was David after he had gotten the Ark of the Covenant and he was bringing it back to Jerusalem. And he said, "I want you to..." And he had a lot of singers, a whole tribe of singers. Thousands of singers. And he said, "I want you to sing this song." And so he gave it to them and they sang this: "Give thanks to the Lord and proclaim His greatness. Let the whole world know what He has done. Sing to Him, yes, sing His praises. Tell everyone about His wonderful deeds. Exult in His holy name. Rejoice, you who worship the Lord. Search for the Lord and for His strength. Continually seek Him. Remember the wonders He has performed, His miracles, and the rulings He has given. You children of His servant Israel, you descendants of Jacob, His chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His justice is seen throughout the land. Remember His covenant forever, the commitment He made to 1,000 generations." In the mornings, when you get ready for church or when you get ready for your day, did you know that you could choose to rejoice? You can choose to rejoice or you can choose to grumble and gripe. Did you know you had that choice? You can choose to be positive and think on the Lord, or you can choose to be negative and think on other things. That's a choice. And sometimes, as we as Christians come out of the world and we come out of the negative thinking, we have to choose to do the right thing. We have to choose to rejoice even when we don't feel like it. Even when our body wants to grumble and gripe and complain and creak, we can choose to rejoice. And that's what David is saying to us and the psalmist. And we need to choose to rejoice. So I'm going to stop speaking for a moment and give opportunity for maybe something that God has done for you, something this week, and you want to rejoice in the Lord for Him about those things.